Facebook will get the 517 traffic between Apple but particular. Text Dublin and Utah.
Newly qualified teachers are going to be entitled to a €2,000 incentive payment next summer. That's if they take up a full-time teaching role in the coming school year. It's part of a fresh effort to boost the supply of classroom professionals. For more, I'm joined in the studio by INTO General Secretary John Boyne. So this is a sweetener to say, don't go to Australia, stay here, take up a post.
Absolutely, Anton, and very much needed. It's great that this story broke this morning because, you know, there's a lot of talk about the housing crisis, childcare crisis. There's very little talk about the crisis in education, where this year in primary alone, about 40 to 50,000 children every single day didn't have a qualified teacher in front of their class. So we've had about 3,000 vacancies this year, 2,000 long-term vacancies, and then the daily substitution crisis as well, about 1,000 of those. So obviously we made this proposal to the government nearly 2 years ago, and they announced it on Budget Day in October. This story's breaking this morning, but we still don't have the detail. We've been putting a lot of pressure on them to get the detail out because the jobs are being advertised. The schools are closing on Friday, and these young teachers are making decisions. We have hiring fairs, recruitment fairs coming from abroad, trying to attract them to go overseas. And we felt that this 2,000, you know, it won't necessarily get you a €475,000 house in Coolock, but nevertheless would help you with your rent.
And we know some of the proposed details, as I understand it, specifically being that the payment is delivered at the end of the academic year. Is that right? So you stay the year and at the end you get your €2,000.
Yes. And look, at you can imagine from the department's perspective, they weren't about to hand over the 2,000 at the start of the year for fear that, you know, teachers might be attracted to go abroad after Christmas. So we support that strategy, but we want the detail because the teachers are making decisions about where they're going to work. And the vast majority of the 3,000 vacancies I mentioned are in the East Coast, from Louth to Wicklow and into Meath and Kildare. And these are where the rent pressures are as well. So if these teachers have choices between the West Coast and the East Coast, and they have choices between this country and abroad, it's important that this money would be made available and that they would know the detail as soon as possible.
Is this not the ultimate evidence of the cliche of kicking the can down the road? Because we retain them for a year, and then in 2025, we inherit the same problem we have now, just a year down the track.
I suppose when we were making these proposals, Anton, we looked at medium, short term and long term. And I suppose we made 40 proposals altogether, and the department has been working their way down through them. For example, one of the decisions they made was to increase the intake to the colleges of education by 610 extra places. Now, they didn't fill every single one of them last year, but thankfully they've agreed to roll those over into this year. But it'll take 4 or 5 or even up to 6 years if you're a postgraduate entrant to teaching before those teachers qualify. So there's short-term measures needed, medium-term and long-term. We obviously were deeply concerned as well about the number of teachers who were driven out of the country 2011-12 when the austerity cuts came, salary slashed by up to 40%. And a lot of them have remained out of the country. So we made a proposal to the department that they would incentivise those teachers to come home. Now, not this €2,000 here. That wouldn't be enough. If you're over in Australia or Dubai or wherever, and you're getting pretty well paid, you have a career structure there where you can get a promotional post. If you do extra studies, you move up the salary scale. All that was ripped out of our system in 2011-12. So we've been endeavouring to restore the profession to where it used to be. And thankfully, in the public service pay agreement, there's a budget available to primary education to try to deal with some of those issues as well. But we feel that they should give them credit for the years that they worked abroad. And in primary,
so they come back higher on the scale.
Yeah. So we have a scheme already where if you're away for up to 7 years and you're working in a recognised primary school, you get 7 years of credit, so you move 7 points up the scale. But the people who moved out of the country back in 11, 12, 13, with very little choice really at the time, jobs were scarce and the salaries were slashed, there's no massive incentive for them to come back. So,
but to some extent, isn't that the root problem that needs to be addressed? This sounds nice when you gross it up as a balloon payment at the end of a year, but you're talking effectively £8 a day when you per working day for a teacher who's going to stay for their first year. It doesn't address the core issue of teacher pay and how competitive it might be with Australia or anywhere else.
Well, you know, we've done a good bit of work now in the trade union movement to increase starting salaries. They were slashed back from 39,000 in 2010. They were back to 27. But we now have them up to 43 for the starting point. And this extra 2,000 for the postgraduate entrants who have to pay massive fees for the extra 2 years of study, that'll bring them up to 45 by the end of the year. Now, I did read in this morning's piece that this was a once-off. Now, I suppose the department cannot commit beyond last year's budget. But we will be very determined to see this continuing because now, we need it for years to come, not just for this 1 year.
Is there a little bit potentially of mercenary cynicism in this on the part of the government? Because surely what they will look at is they'll say, look, if somebody finishes their qualification, they're faced with an open choice, they haven't put down roots anywhere, they head to Australia, take years to get them back. If you can sweeten them into a job, they'll get an apartment, they'll develop friendships across the staff room, they'll begin to develop a life, and you'll end up hanging on to at least a proportion of them for the bargain bucket price of $2,000.
Well, I don't know if that's fair to the department because, you know, when I began teaching, the vast majority of my class wanted to stay in Ireland. That's still the way I talk to young teachers every day. They would prefer to stay here. But the bottom line is that they cannot afford to live in these areas where the vacancies are. So the 2,000, okay, it's only €8 a day, as you say, after tax. But, you know, if your landlord is forcing you to put down a 2,000 euro deposit on a bedsit in Portobello this August, it would help that you knew that you would have that money coming in at the end of the year. And then beyond that, of course, the teaching profession needs to have not a flat career structure like it has had since these cuts. They can't just expect that this one measure is going to solve the teacher supply crisis. I would imagine that up to 300-400 of the PME students will be inclined to stay here as a result of this measure. Some will still go. But ultimately, we have 3,000 vacancies and we need proper planning for the future for the workforce in order to make sure these children are well looked after. Because it's not fair to the young children of Ireland, 40 to 50,000 children, that they don't have a qualified teacher every day.
To any extent, John, should we, you mentioned the short term, medium term and long term. In the long term, should we simply accept that maybe the modern dynamic of teaching is a bit like the way it was and is for medicine, that people qualify, they go off at junior ranks to other parts of the world, and then they return and set, when they're heading for 30 and put roots down in their home place?
It's really difficult for me, as somebody who's so committed to the profession here, to accept that. But I suppose the reality is, Anton, that worldwide there's a shortage of 40 million teachers. 40 million. And obviously, if you have really high quality teachers like we have in Ireland, they're coveted abroad. So it's natural that they would be attracted to go abroad. Countries really want to keep them and retain them. So our government is going to have to step up to the plate and try to match that as best they can. So I suppose the phenomenon is there, but the way to address it, in my mind anyway, is actually to oversupply teachers here in Ireland, to train more teachers than we would ever have felt were needed.
And export some.
At that point in time, the reality is that some of them are going to be leaving. You know, all the young people in their 20s like to get a few years to go abroad and experience the world. The world's their oyster. But I suppose, let's say that we were oversupplied and they all decided to come back if there was a world recession or whatever. You know, we'd put them to good use. We have the largest classes in Europe at the moment. We have a lot of classes not covered. So they would definitely be put to use and it would be a massive investment for the future.
John, thank you for your time this morning. That is INTO General Secretary John.